I don't like the muscles though. But nice tookus.
Anyone, be careful with your single girlfriend's advice.
Take advice from people who are where you want to be, because they actually have the result that you want.
A little more of a roadmap, because a lot of times people want you to be in the pit with them. And so they're trying to teach you their mindset, and they're in the pit because of that mindset.
And a lot of times it's not even on purpose. Like, she might be genuinely trying to help you, but she just don't know any better because she's not in a relationship. She's never been in a successful relationship. So she's giving you advice from her perspective, but her perspective is all effed up. And then there's times where, you know, your girlfriends really are purposely trying to sabotage your relationship. So overall, they don't know what they're talking about. So just don't take advice from them, period. Because 99.99% of the time, your female girlfriends are not going to give you good relationship advice. Anything go wrong, leave them, girl. You don't got to deal with that. My boyfriend, he got really sick and he was complaining and whining about it. Like, hey, leave him, girl. You don't need no punk. If he can't even handle the flu, how he going to handle somebody break in? They'll come up with anything.
I am the MVP girlfriend. My boyfriend just came home from work and I blew him. Now he's taking a nap and then he's going to eat dinner and then he's going to get a face massage and then he's going to watch football. And then I'll probably blow him again.
Hey, I know what you guys are thinking. Oh my goodness, I would wife her. This is what we're talking about. We need this in our lives. Yada, yada, yada. She's one of the rare breeds, man. She probably only doing this until she get the ring. And even if she do it after she get the ring, which is rare. Okay, I'll give it to her. If she did it after the ring, years after the ring, I'll give it to her. That's pretty impressive. But do you really think after she push out a kid or two, she gonna keep the same energy? Well, she can't. I know what the ladies are saying. Well, how could she? She running around with the kids. That's what I'm saying. No matter what way you look at it, when you get into a long-term relationship with a woman, things are going to decline. What she did in the beginning, she's not going to be doing 10 years in. You can say the same thing about guys to a certain extent, but for the most part, I feel like guys are pretty consistent. We didn't pick up our socks and put the toilet seat down when you first met us, and we still ain't doing it 10 years later. We usually keep it pretty consistent. But women, they love bomb you in the beginning until they get the ring, the house, and the kids. And then after that, it's F you. Because biologically speaking, she doesn't need you anymore. Especially with the laws set up the way they are. She could just divorce you and get the money and keep the kids. So what does she need you for anymore? Pulled him with no booty, just face and personality. I mean, yeah, it ain't that hard.
I'm not even trying. Hating nothing. Because shorty in the video, she was bad. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna give it to her, but it's not hard to pull a man. Like, we all easy. We don't have self-worth. None of us really care. And we don't care about your personality. We just try and bond. That's it. That's all.
Do you think there's a time frame on how long it'll take for you to let a guy?
Yep.
What's the time frame?
A year.
If me and you were serious.
Oh, come on, man. Nobody watching this video right now believe that. No one. What kind of demonic tattoo is that in the middle of her body? Nah, a year. It sound good, but you would have just been better off telling the truth. People would have more respect for you if you just told the truth. The dude she not really attracted to, she will make wait a year. That's really what she meant to say.
Make me wait a year?
Yep.
Why are you lying?
Because you can't get these goodies for a year.
Me out eating with a guy knowing he's never seeing me again. Hey, fellas, if you still taking chicks out on dates in 2022, hey, you deserve what you get. You know what I mean? If you haven't already hit, it should be no going out on dates. Because if she really like you, she should be cool with going on 20 free dates with you. Because she's just really into you. And by 20 dates, you should have hit already. I mean, 20 free dates, I mean. And then maybe she can work her way up to getting some Chipotle.
What's the problem?
The problem is that I've been waiting on him to divorce his wife for 3 years. Ooh. We've been together for 3 years. I mean, I guess people could say I'm like his side chick or whatever.
Mistress.
But that's my man. That's my man. He takes care of me. He has paid for stuff for me. I've been on trips with him. I mean, this man is an executive at a company here in Atlanta. He was having problems. Him and his wife, they not really doing it. And so we've been together. He told me that he was going to leave his wife. We were going to be together. And now he's talking about he don't want to be with me. And I'm not having it.
Fellas, this is why the whole side chick thing not even worth it. It's not even worth it. Or if you are going to have a side piece, it has to be like with a woman who definitely doesn't want anything serious with you, where she might end up ghosting you type of chick. But I wouldn't advise having a side chick. Just be single if you want to have multiple women. Because it's not worth having people following you and stalking you and stalking your main chick, trying to call the main chick. It's just, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth your life. A lot of people lose their life getting caught up with stuff like this. But my message to the ladies, if you dealing with a man who's married, don't listen to any talk about he's going to leave his wife. If he was going to do that, he would have did it in the beginning stages of your relationship with the guy. He's not going to do it 3, 5, 10 years later. Just let it go. Accept your role as the side chick and just play your position. Your moral character is questionable since you got into this situation in the first place. Just ride the side chick life out. At least you got a piece of a man. A lot of women don't got that. They say by 2030, 45% of women 25 to 44 are going to be single. So you're going to be doing better than them.
Now, I was going to go to the AJC. I was going to blast him out on social media. But, you know, I figured I would do this first.
So you've been the mistress of an Atlanta executive at a popular company here in the city. And for 3 years, you were the mistress. And now he's deciding he doesn't want to do this. But why do you want to blast him? I don't understand.
Because